You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Six Pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens lose 41-40. It's our six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
My six, I felt it needed to be in here. Hello, Nuke Hopkins. That catch, that touchdown catch was something special. It looked like vintage DeAndre Hopkins. I put it at six because he had two catches the whole game, but that was awesome, and that was back to when we thought they were running away with this football game, but I thought he deserved a shout-out for that.
I'd like to have it in here. I couldn't get it in. I put this at six because he picked up where he left off in Buffalo. Mark Andrews,
yeah,
thanks for
he?
Coming. To tell me you're not going to have Likely, and Kohler's going to be asked to block as much as he did, and that this guy wouldn't show up at all. In an influential way on a day where Lamar is basically perfect throwing the ball. I don't know, man. I was very staunchly in the trade him for what you can get category. It's just the big him in big games. It is what it is. It's not good. And color me surprised because their secondary sucked. Buffalo's secondary sucked. And if you add in what should have been a hold on Bateman and another PI that was questionable, I mean, when they did get stops, it was iffy, and Andrews didn't show up in the box score. Interesting.
Number five.
Fun with cadence. How about the crosser to Zay where their guy isn't even anywhere near the designated blitzer is 10 yards back, and even heard Collinsworth on the broadcast say, I've never seen anybody blitz from that far. Well, yeah, they got completely caught off guard. You know, you mentioned snapping it with 23 seconds, and in that case, it's boneheaded. But clearly, they were playing around with when the ball was being snapped, Lamar clapping, Lamar barking. And that in real time, that pass to Zay looked like a pretty big deal. And again, the overall outcome of this game was god-awful. But there were some pretty big things that happen that I think could portend good stuff on the offensive side. We're doing the offensive six-pack here. And I wanted to get that in because I think it's a trend that we talked a lot about in the offseason, and it's good to see that pay dividends right away.
Yeah, I stayed away for the most part. There is one overwhelming negative that's going to get to later. But, like, Andrews just missed the cut for me because they scored 40 points, and they did so without the benefit, have you heard this before, without getting a turnover on defense. So they had to go the full field, like,
that's
every single time.
The cake.
Yeah, so, like, I wanted to give kudos for the most part for the offense. My five is the left side of that offensive line. A caller brought this up earlier, but Stanley and Voorhees and even Linderbaum, They were ass kickers for most of the night last night.
They had some massive runs between right guard and right tackle, though. Like, and there were some issues occasionally and a little bit of pass pro. I felt like they could run it any way they wanted it. And they two of the huge runs, including one pitch play, were to the right side.
It was such an up and down day from the offensive line because I felt like overall Rosengarten struggled, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they had some stupid big penalties, too. Yeah. I mean, they had some issues with the O-line that could have hurt them. Hey, late, there was a hot snap that Lamar had to get over his head.
Number four.
Four was Zay Flowers, who was not in that playoff game last year. And until this game went sideways, you're like, wow, what a difference Zay Flowers made in this football game. Zay Flowers, big catch after big catch. He was the only guy that really showed up in the passing game, but it was seven catches for 143 yards and a touchdown. And the touchdown, Ronnie Stanley, what a kick block on that touchdown.
Yeah, we're simpatico. I mean, I'm on Zay Flowers here as well. Zay Flowers underneath, Zay Flowers on crossers, Zay Flowers intermediate was unstoppable. So why didn't we see any of that in the fourth quarter? Why didn't we attempt any of that in the fourth quarter? I thought it was interesting. I've talked about this trend before. When you go heavy and throw to the little guy, they only threw the ball twice with the backup fullback on the field. Both times they threw it to Zay Flowers, and Lamar was 2 of 2. He had a 20-yard crosser, and then the 36-yard screen pass that was all blocked up. Well, yeah, because he got one wee guy on the field, and everybody else was big. How about him touching the ball 9 times? 5 of them went for first downs. He caught 7 of 9 targets for 143 yards, but in a preview of what's to come at number one. Why the hell wasn't he given a chance in the open field? Every time he had a two-way go, they had no answer for it. Why didn't we try throwing the ball to him 12, 13 yards downfield in the fourth quarter?
I'll go with Ken. And the D-hop play, that was one of the highlights of
Unreal.
But it's obscured because of the game.
Yes.
And Ravens just blowing it. Like, there were a lot of high points for this offense last night. But the defense just letting it slip away, that's the narrative. That's the story.
Six-pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Big Looper, baby. Who told you he was going to be good for 52 or more? Huh? I pushed it all the way to 55? I know I pushed it to 53.
Yeah, I think he did push it to 55.
Yeah, he would have been. That would have been good from 55.
It would have.
I think it had another couple of yards in it.
Yeah, it should.
Look, that was a tough spot. That's a tough indoctrination by fire. Look, he's not going to make every extra point. There's a lot of guys and experienced kickers in this league who miss kicks. Even the second kick was not a gimme. I mean, I was really impressed with that kid. Like, he looked up for it. And yeah, they could have helped him out on the missed extra point.
Three for me is Derrick Henry. And another one that gets, like, the fumble, I get it. But he was a freak show again last night. It's like, is age just a number for him? He had 18 carries for 169 yards and 2 touchdowns. Like, this guy's disgusting at how, like, what he does on a football field.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Number two.
Two's Lamar Jackson. And we were talking about this in the bullpen. Like, maybe, just maybe, Lamar Jackson obscures a lot of warts with I'm being a little facetious. Like, obviously he does. Like, the lack of cojones with the coaching staff, the decision making, they get a little conservative because Lamar will just bail him out. How about the play before Derrick Henry's second touchdown run where he should have been sacked?
Unbelievable.
And he somehow gets a 15-yard gain. So instead of a punt, Derrick Henry's got a touchdown.
That was a
next
very
play.
Big play for Warner Bet. That was really? A big. That was a big. That was a plus 250. That cashed a plus 250
nice,
parlay.
Nice.
My two is just for them to be that dominant running the ball without their 300-pound fullback is absolutely nuts. And once again, it didn't matter how they did it. 29 carries for 238 and three touchdowns. If you strip out the botched Justice Hill play, right? Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, 24 carries, 259 yards and three touchdowns. Henry averaged 12 yards per shotgun run. Lamar averaged 12 yards per shotgun run. Like, of those 24 runs, 10 of them went for first down. Of the 24 runs they combined for, 13 of them for 5 yards or more, and 7 of them were for 12 yards or more. When they put the backup fullback on the field, Henry averaged 5.5 yards before contact. That's on 10 carries with that kid on the field. As a team, 3 yards before contact. 10 of their 29 rushes as a team were for a first down. They had a plus 130 rushing differential in the fourth quarter, and they lost the game.
Number one.
Lamar Jackson showed you once again he's the best football player on the planet. So when the game's on the line, believe him. I don't want to hear about cramps. I don't want to hear about we thought our defense could get a stop. I don't want to hear anything. If he's not given multiple opportunities with his arm or his leg to get you the 10 yards you need to put a game away, then shame on you. Shame on your play caller. Shame on your head coach. Absolutely ridiculous to see one team who hasn't won anything with their quarterback either allow him to touch the ball 32 out of the 33 plays they run to beat your ass in the fourth quarter. And we're looking at checkdowns to D-Hop, and we're looking, and if it was Lamar, who I guess Harbs is putting on Lamar, saying, hey, Lamar could have kept it on the second down play, it went to Zay, then, you know, whatever. But you've got to go for the throat. And you know what? With Lamar, it shouldn't be three shots.
It should be four. Yeah, we're very similar. They scored 40 points on their first eight drives, had over 400 yards on those drives, and then got conservative in the last three drives. And you've got the best player on the planet. Put the ball in his hands and win the game. Don't play not to lose. Play to win.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys have a similar top three, but I just continue to marvel with Derrick Henry. 31 years old, and he's pulling away from the entire defense, just running by the Bills secondary like they're stuck in mud. He's 31 years old.
It's insane.
Ridiculous.
By the way, at 4:30, our defensive observations are coming up, and I can give you a hint. I don't think they're going to be as positive.
No.
But coming up next, he's back from Greece. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to look into this Ravens secondary, which is loaded with first-round picks. It's loaded with guys making a lot of money. How did they fare? And also the edge rusher group. We were talking about that all off-season long, where it seemed like, oh, there's too many guys in the edge room.
That's not what I was saying.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney is still in the street. Should they be giving him a ring? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.